Soundings presents an unabridged recording of Chestnut Lane, written by Anna Jacobs and read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings.
Chapter 1. Sophie was strolling through her garden when she saw a man standing under the huge horse chestnut tree that overhung the wall to mesh branches with a similar tree next door. If he'd been facing her, she'd have run. But he had his back to her and didn't seem at all interested in her house. He was standing on a garden seat, hidden by the mass of leaves, peering over the wall at the house next door. She stopped dead, wondering what to do. He must have come through the old wooden gate that led next door, but it was closed now. Was he hiding from someone, or spying on them? Curiosity kept her standing there, even though she knew the sensible thing would be to creep quietly back indoors and call for help. But she wasn't the sensible type, as her son pointed out regularly. William was still furious that she'd wasted her money on such a large house. Not necessary for one person, he insisted regularly. But she loved living there. It wasn't for the prestige of a Chestnut Lane address, but because the house had spacious rooms and a larger-than-average garden, and that felt good.